With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Out there in some garage is an entrepreneur who's forging a bullet with your company's name on it. Garrett said Gary Hamsel, a business writer. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. This week is not just a regular week of Get Down to Business. This week we are live. I'm live here in the beautiful Elk Grove Village studio of AM 560 The Answer. And this week we're going to be talking about how your week went this past week, what your business life looked like. We're going to be taking your calls, taking your questions, and hopefully making this next week even easier for you. You can call us at 312-642-5600. Once again, that call-in line is 312-642-5600. We're taking your calls, your questions, and I want to help make this week an even better week for you, for your business, and for your entrepreneurship journeys. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR. Tandem HR is your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. Once again, that call-in number for Tandem HR, our friends in the Solution Center, they are at 630-928-0510. You'll want to call them with all of your HR questions. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. This week, we'll be joined by guests David Spitalnik, Sharon Nazarin, Chicago City Treasurer Stephanie Neely, and Dr. Steve Julius of the one and only Chicago Bulls. We've got a great lineup for you. And our first guest knows a thing or two about entrepreneurship, and I'm thrilled to have David Spitalnik here in studio with me. David, thanks for joining us and Get Down to Business.
Thanks, Shalom, for bringing me on this week.
Fantastic. So, David, we're going to be talking about how you help businesses sort of get over the hump. But let's start with your background. Why did you get into this business of small business?
You know, Shalom, I've had a career that's included time both with large public companies as well as with small private companies, consulting as well as working in the companies. I've realized that working with entrepreneurs really is very, very exciting, and it just keeps my blood flowing. So I enjoy working with them, and I enjoy helping them make a difference.
That's fantastic. And again, we're taking calls this week, 312-642-5600. And you can also tweet me at Shalom Klein with your questions for David and for all of our guests this week. So, David, what kind of companies do you work with, and what kind of people do you work with?
You know, Shalom, our primary focus is working with closely held and family businesses. We start with people who have ideas, but we work with a lot primarily with people who are already up and running, folks with revenues, say, from $5 million up to a couple of $100 million. In terms of the people we work with, we're working with the leaders and the leadership of the companies, people who are looking for ways to improve their performance.
That's fantastic. And how do you step in? What's your role in working with these individuals, with these companies? How can you help?
You know, it starts with asking questions. The notion of I don't pretend to have answers for folks. I pretend to have questions. I don't pretend to have questions. I do have questions. And when we get together with folks, it starts with asking a series of questions. With people who are starting, it's where do they want to be? Where do they want to be in a 3 to 5 year time frame? How are you going to get there? How are you going to get to that goal? Then, as you've started to define the business, it's looking around you. Do you have the people you need? Do you have the resources you need in order to get to that goal point? And then, perhaps most importantly, how do you retain the focus? How do you keep track of where you want to go, and how do you make sure that you don't end off going off chasing every wild idea that comes along?
David, I know a lot of people that have passion, that have a drive for entrepreneurship, but they cannot seem to get over the hump. They cannot seem to turn their idea into a reality. And that's what the show is all about. We give a lot of advice, but you work with these people all the time. Is there any sort of recipe for success? what's your advice for this for my friend Joe that's out there that has that passion, that has that drive, just can't seem to do it right?
You know, very often the answer becomes it's all about focus. It's about making sure that you're identifying exactly where it is you need to go, and you're bringing the people around you to help you with that identification. And then after you've identified it, it's creating a plan and creating a checkpoint so that you can take it step by step and have a way of looking at your progress to getting there.
And just seconds before we went live here in the studio, and again, we are live here at AM 560 The Answer. You can call in with your questions, 312-642-5600. But just a few seconds before we went live on the air, we were talking about how the challenge that both you and I face sometimes in both managing, you know, the responsibilities that we have with the clients that we have and the projects that we're involved in already, but also sort of getting to the next level and constantly meeting new people. I call that all the time on this show. I call it networking. And you know, it's hard. It's hard to balance both of those responsibilities. So I'd love to hear from you sort of your advice on that. And where are you networking? Where are you meeting people?
Well, the notion of networking is critical, and it's making sure that you are networking with you're not turning down the opportunity to meet with anyone, but you're also focusing on the kind of people, identifying the kind of people who can help you get to where you want to go. And so it's looking, for example, in a consulting practice, in my consulting practice, I need to make sure that I'm connecting with the people who are connected to those entrepreneurs, the people that are out there with those ideas. I can't find them myself necessarily, but with people like you and people like others, you know, others like you, I can go out and I can find the folks who have the issues that I can help them address.
And you and I are a networking success story. We have our friend Mark that, and maybe he's listening. I know he has listened to Get Down to Business in the past, and he thought it would be a good connection for us to get together. And now we've been brainstorming for ideas to work together, and hopefully we're going to get your message out there and get your advice out there to the people that need it most. And I think the one of the most important things that I just heard you say, David, is that people need to ask questions. People need to ask big questions and ask for advice and seek out a mentor, seek out somebody that has advice that they can share. So many people, so often people think that they have the solution to everything, that they have all the answers, but they don't. They need somebody like you.
Well, and the key is that you need not only one mentor, but you very often need, there's different things going on in your business, there's different things going on in your life. You need to create a pool of people, almost an internal board of directors, of folks that you can turn to as you have questions, as you have issues that come up. And you need to not just think that they know you're going to ask, you need to go out and talk to them about, you know, I'm going to be coming to you and asking you for advice on X, Y, or Z, and make sure that they're comfortable with that, because sometimes they're not. So you've got to go out and you've got to find the people, and then you've got to cultivate them. It's not just a passive event.
Music to my ears. I'm smiling as you say that because I'm thinking about our friend of Get Down to Business, Bruce Leon, the founder of Tandem HR, and he shares a lot of that same advice frequently about people sort of seeking out that advice and using that internal board of directors. It's so important, and no business owner is too big and no business owner is too small to put that advice to practice. Whether you're starting up a business, you need to seek out advice, you know, more than ever, so you can grow and get over that hump. And whether you have a big business, you know, those challenges for a growing small business, for what you might call a large small business, you know, those complications only seem to grow and multiply and multiply. And that's what our friend David Spitalnik is telling us on Get Down to Business this week. And we've got a lot more guests here sharing advice on small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. David, can't thank you enough for that guidance and advice, and hopefully we'll be able to continue this conversation. But before I let you go, we've got about a minute remaining. How can people contact you?
Well, you can look for me on LinkedIn. My last name is Spitalnik, Spitulnik, or you can just shoot me an email, david.spitalnik@gmail.com, and I'll look forward to connecting with you.
David.spitalnik@gmail.com. David's sharing advice for small business owners, entrepreneurs, people seeking to get over that hump. And best advice of all is, form that internal board of directors, those people that you can turn to with your questions so you can sort of get over that hump. David, thanks for joining us and Get Down to Business. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions. Everett Wealth Solutions is a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Once again, my friend Chris Everett at Everett Wealth Solutions. You can email them or visit their website, EverettWealthSolutions.com, or call 708-771-7777. And I'd love for all of our guests of Get Down to Business, all of our listeners of Get Down to Business, to join me on October 30th at our free Business and Employment Expo. It's coming right up in less than 2 months. It's called the Business Event. You can find out more information and download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website, ShalomKlein.com. After the break, we are going to be talking more small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Call in with your question, 302-642-5600.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
Michelle taking a look at traffic. Even though we still have some delays around Elston on the inbound, means it's only a 21-minute trip to Montrose from Lake Cook. Outbound side's 19 minutes. It's slow coming in on the Kennedy around the O'Hare extension with a 26-minute trip to downtown from O'Hare from Montrose. 13 minutes on the reverse, only 10 minutes to Montrose to O'Hare 30. Eisenhower inbound is sluggish around Ashland to the circle, 30 minutes to the post from Thorndale for Mannheim 17. 16 on the reverse to Mannheim to Thorndale 29. Stevenson coming in looks good. Outbound still slow around Western. 14 minutes to Cicero from Lakeshore Drive to the Tri-State 28 to 355 38. Dan Ryan coming in. Expect delays as you approach 18th Street to the circle. 16 minutes to downtown from 95th and 15 on the reverse. It's 63 degrees and clear tonight, a low of 54 and mostly clear tomorrow, high of 60 and rainy. Next up, 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
I had heard Hibbies, regardless of your economic eligibility, everyone gets free breakfast and lunch this year.
John Howell and Amy Jacobson.
If you're living across the street in a $3 million house, I don't want to see you in line getting a free lunch.
Why do you hate the kids whose parents have accomplished something here?
Everyone and anyone can get free breakfast and lunch.
Well, it is an election year, Amy.
You're right.
All your Chicago Blackhawk friends can thank the governor that their kids are getting a free lunch.
Wake up with John and Amy. Mornings, now starting at 6 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more trips to the bathroom, longer time in the bathroom, waking at night to go, or issues in your romantic life. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-952-3467. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to use the bathroom, speed up bathroom trips, reduce waking at night to go, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-952-3467. That's 1-800-952-3467. Call 1-800-952-3467.
We are back with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Once again, we're continuing our conversation about small business, jobs and entrepreneurship. Our last guest, David Spitolnik, shared some fantastic advice about how to get over the hump in your small business and entrepreneurial quest. And that's what the show is all about. We talk all about it every single week. And again, I want to hear from you. We're getting some tweets already at Shalom Klein. Would love to get your questions. 312-642-5600. I'm standing by waiting for those calls. But before we take any of those calls, I want to tell you about our event. I've been plugging it for the past few weeks, and I'm excited to tell you about the business event. Let me walk you back a few years. The business event was started, gosh, I can't believe it's been 4 years ago that we started Jewish B2B networking, and I started running a lot of programs for the small business community. These days, I'm also the chairman of Skokie's Economic Development Commission. And as I started putting on some programs for entrepreneurs, for small businesses, for networkers just like you, I realized that, you know what, let's bring all of those events, let's bring all of those resources, let's bring all of those people together under one roof, and let's create an event called the Business Event. So I partnered with the Small Business Advocacy Council. Our friend Elliot Richardson, who you've heard previously on other weeks of this show, and we formed this all-day free business and employment expo. There's nothing quite like it, and basically it's all about bringing people together, about networking, about bringing together the education, the resources, and the opportunities for everybody and for everything that you need in your, as I keep saying, the small business quest. And it's an all-day expo. We're doing it at Block 37 this year. Our first year that we did it, it was 2011, and we did it in Skokie at the Holiday Inn on Toohey in Skokie. Some of our listeners may be familiar with that venue. And that year, we had 2,500 people. The place was packed. The parking lot was full. And the success stories that came out of that event was simply unreal. It was absolutely fantastic. The connections that were made through that event. And then the next year we did in Lincolnwood Town Center. That number grew. We had 4,000 people. And then last year we did it at Evanston Township High School in June of last year, June 20th, actually. And we had 5,000 people. It's unreal. I promise you, listeners, if you get down to business, if you missed it in the past, you do not want to miss it this year. You will want to check it out. Registration actually opened last week at thebusinessevent.com. That website's easy to remember. It's called thebusinessevent.com. Registration is open, and we're about to announce the educational sessions that will be taking place. Educational sessions like LinkedIn, marketing, networking, resumes, career, everything under the sun that you need either for business or for jobs. It's going to be at that event, at the business event. You won't want to miss it, and you will want to get on the email list so you find out about those speakers that I've been telling you about. Again, the website for all that, that free event on October 30th, mark your calendars. It's thebusinessevent.com, and I'm going to be posting on my blog at shalomklein.com a lot more information. So again, check it out, thebusinessevent.com. It's a partnership between Jewish B2B Networking, the Small Business Advocacy Council, and lots of networking over there. We're going to have a lot of the small business owners that you've heard on Get Down to Business. They're speaking. You won't want to miss it. Thebusinessevent.com, October 30th at Block 37. You'll be hearing more about it over the coming weeks. But also, I want to tell you about another event that I'm excited about. Actually, just a few days after the business event on November 2nd. November 2nd, we are going to be having the American Society of the University of Haifa is going to have their gala this year. And we've got David Bruza, who's a Israeli singer, soundwriter. He's going to be doing a special performance. And there's going to be a keynote address by Admiral Ami Ayalon, who's the chairman of the executive committee at the University of Haifa and the former head of the Shin Bet, the Israeli Secret Service. And special guests are going to include Israeli ambassador, Israeli consul general Roy Gilad, Amos Shapira, the president of the University of Haifa, Michael Trason, a member of the University of Haifa board of directors, Michael Rosen of the Illinois Science and Technology Park is a co-chair of the event. It's going to be an amazing event. It's on November 2nd, a great way to support the University of Haifa. I'm going to be there, and I'd love for our guests and listeners of Get Down to Business to join me there as well. It's November 2nd at the Standard Club in Chicago, downtown Chicago. You could check out the information about the event at asuh.org, asuh.org. That's the American Society
of the University of Haifa. And as I always mention on this show, we're so proud to have so many great partnerships on this show with great sponsors like the folks at Tandem HR. I'm fortunate to work every week with Bruce Leon, who's the founder of Tandem HR, with John Fiegel, who shares leadership development tips with us frequently on this show. Ryan Maloney is the one who's actually live tweeting at Tandem HR right now about this show. And she's sharing, she always shares a lot of great advice on their social media feeds, Tandem HR, about leadership tips, management tips. And Tandem HR is a great friend of the show. They're doing some great work. You'll want to check them out at tandemhr.com or call them. Call them tomorrow, actually, and say thank you for their support of Get Down to Business. Say thank you for the work that they're doing in the small business community. It's hard to open a copy of Crain's Chicago Business these days and not see Bruce Leon, Tandem HR, and the great team of people there almost on a weekly basis doing some pretty darn cool stuff for the business community. And again, their website, tandemhr.com. Call them at 630-928-0510. You could also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. And I want to tell you about some advice that I have for you networkers. You know, it's so easy to get out there and go to an event. It's hard to find and to come up with a productive outcome to the event. That's why I always recommend to practice. Practice makes perfect. Go before you go to an event, before you run downtown for your next event, practice. Practice what you're going to say and practice and rehearse what you hope will be the outcomes from that event. When you're looking for a job, you know, you could put a resume out there and anybody can write a resume. It's so hard to find and to draft that perfect job description. I really don't believe that somebody can really be effective in their job search or in their business networking search either without practicing, without putting together the pieces of the puzzle and telling people. When you go to an event, tell people who the ideal connection would be for your business. Make sure you do that. Make sure you practice. Practice makes perfect. So do it in front of a mirror. Do it in front of your spouse and say that practice your elevator pitch. Practice that 30-second announcement of who you are, who, what you do, and who you're looking to meet. I promise you it's going to work. I promise that if you talk about it and you say it again and again and again and you say who you are looking to meet and who you're trying to connect with, you will have better outcomes at that event. We just talked with David Spitalnik, who said that. He said about networking that you need to get out there and networking is key. He said that networking is the way that both he and I actually met. He said that networking is the way that businesses grow, and you need to put that into practice. You need to practice your elevator pitch, whether you're looking for a job or whether you are trying to grow your business, practice makes perfect. Practice that elevator pitch. And as our friends at Tandem HR always say, and as our friend David Spitalnik just said, practice what you're doing and form your internal board of directors and have people that you can turn to as a mentor, as an advisor for your business so you could get over the hump. That's what it's all about. So again, a few events that I want to tell you about. October 30th, it's called the Business Event. It's taking place at Block 37, downtown Chicago, October 30th. It's called the Business Event. Check it out, thebusinessevent.com. It's an all-day free business and employment expo. Also on November 2nd, just a few days before our very important election that's coming up over here, the University of Haifa, the American Society of the University of Haifa, is doing their first ever Chicago Gala on November 2nd to honor the Lasky Foundation and the Treadlines Group. And you'll want to check that out. That's November 2nd at the Standard Club. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. After the break, we will be talking with Chicago City Treasurer Stephanie Neely. She's going to tell us about the work that she's doing in their upcoming event that's coming up in just a few weeks. So again, stay tuned to Get Down to Business. Chicago City Treasurer Stephanie Neely is going to be joining us. If you have questions, tweet us at Shalom Klein. Call in 312-642-5600. Or, of course, visit my website, shalomklein.com. Check out the website. I've got my podcast up there, and I've got the list of who's going to be on the air next week. You don't want to miss it. This is the show that we talk all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. This is the show where we will solve your problems. We will get you over the hump in your business challenges. Tune in after the break. Chicago City Treasurer Stephanie Neely, and you could call us 312-642-5600. You're listening to Get Down to Business to Success. Keep tuning in. The show all about small business.
In June, the president said he would use his pen and phone to legalize millions of folks who flooded our border. Now he says, I think I'll wait till after the November election. Why is he waiting? Because he knows if he does what he really wants, it'll crush the re-election of more Democrats in November. The same president who told Vladimir Putin to wait till after he got re-elected, then the U.S. would cooperate with him. Yeah, that worked really well, didn't it? AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. Hillary Clinton attending a political gathering in Iowa, the first caucus state in the presidential election cycle. Will she be a candidate?
It is true. I am thinking about it. But for today, that is not why I'm here.
The former Secretary of State was at the annual Democratic Party fundraiser hosted by Senator Tom Harkin. The White House chief of staff outlines what would be a successful campaign against ISIS.
Success looks like an ISIL that no longer threatens our friends in the region, no longer threatens the United States, an ISIL that can't accumulate followers or threaten Muslims in Syria, Iraq, or otherwise.
Dennis McDonough speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Last week, President Obama said the U.S. would launch a campaign to destroy Islamic extremists. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Michelle taking a look at traffic. Well, in conjunction with the delays on the inbound means, we also have a crash blocking the right lane. It's up to 20 minutes now to Montrose from Lake Cook. Outbound side's 19 minutes. Kennedy coming in is still slow around the O'Hare extension. 27 minutes to downtown from O'Hare from Montrose. 13 minutes on the reverse. 10 to Montrose to O'Hare 28. Eisenhower expect delays at Ashland to the circle with a 30-minute trip to the post from Thorndale from Mannheim 17. It looks good going outbound. Stevenson coming in. No problems there. It's the outbound side that's tight at Western to Cicero, 16 minutes to Cicero to the Tri-State 30 and to 355-40. The Dan Ryan has cleared up quite nicely coming inbound and outbound. You shouldn't see any delays. It's 63 degrees and clear tonight, a low of 54 and mostly clear. Tomorrow, a high of 60 and rainy. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you.
because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-498-9170. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-498-9170. That's 1-800-498-9170. Call 1-800-498-9170.
We are back with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. We are the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And we're thrilled to have with us Dr. Stephen Julius. Dr. Julius, among many, many things, and aside for his private practice, I guess the thing that I hate to say it, but your claim to fame over here is that you are the team psychologist for the Chicago Bulls. Dr. Julius, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Well, thanks for having me. I need to clarify one thing, though. As of last year, I am no longer working with the Chicago Bulls in that capacity.
Was the psychologist for the Chicago Bulls, and is still a pretty awesome guy that's making a difference in the business community and all over Chicago, and you've got a lot of claims to fame, and you're doing a lot of cool stuff. So, Dr. Julius, with that in mind, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about what you do and how you do it.
All right. Well, you know, you're welcome to call me Steve. I am a clinical psychologist by training, a child psychologist, and I ran a mental health center, ran a, multi-practice, a specialty practice. But I since 2003, I've had a company that essentially works on helping organizations maximize performance, both at a company-wide basis, but also enhancing the ability of executives and employees to get work done efficiently and productively.
And, of course, before we let you go at the end of the segment, we'll make sure to get your website. But one of the things that sort of stood out for me in looking at your website is strategic plan. You have that word mentioned a few times. That's something that we always mention on this show that's so important for folks, regardless of their professional aspirations, to have a plan, to have a plan personally, to have a plan professionally. What advice do you have for the listeners out there that are trying to sort of figure things out for their professional career pursuits?
Well, the first thing to pay attention to, whether you have a small business or a large business, it is important to consider that fortune favors the prepared mind, which is one of my favorite sayings. Essentially, if you know where you want to go and you know what it is you want to accomplish, then it's much easier to determine how you want to do it. And ultimately, when opportunities present themselves, you're ready to seize them to accomplish that goal. And, it's beneficial whether you're just an individual trying to put together a personal strategic plan or whether you're a small business owner doing the same. It's not an activity that you want to perform in isolation. Surround yourself with key stakeholders or friends and try different ideas out for size. But first and foremost, know what your goal is. And once you know what your goal is, what you want to achieve, then it's a little easier to go ahead and accomplish it.
I think that that's very important advice to know what you hope to achieve, and then obviously setting out to actually accomplish that makes that job become so much easier. And Steve, this is it's helpful advice. Tell us, are you here in Chicago?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. And what are the types of people that you typically work with these days?
Well, it tends to fall into three categories. While I'm no longer formally with the Bulls, I still work with a number of professional athletes as well as high-performing amateur athletes. around developing and improving their performance, much of which literally does revolve around a strategy. But I also work with executives. Usually they fall into one of two buckets. They're executives who run small businesses who are looking to scale them, or executives who are part of large corporations and they've been charged with some kind of transition, whether it's an acquisition, a merger, a reimagining of how they want to deliver the goods and services that they have. And you know, my job is to help them walk through not only the planning process from the business and operational point of view, but also how to motivate and inspire and lead those people who work for them in its execution.
So, Steve, real quick, we've got just about a minute remaining, and I want to make sure we get your website in there. But how did you end up working with professional athletes?
Well, it happened almost serendipitously. As I mentioned earlier, I had a practice. I used to get a lot of referrals of high-profile executives. One day I got a referral of a high-profile executive in one of the Chicago sports organizations, and from there it just tended to evolve.
Fantastic. Steve Julius, how can people find your website? How can people learn more about your practice?
Well, I don't have a website, you know, at this point. It's actually going through reconstruction, but I do have an email address.
Oh, that's good. That helps.
S as in Steve, Julius at growthplay.com.
We're talking with Dr. Steve Julius, who's a fascinating guy. Talked to us a little bit about strategic planning and how you need to, networkers, entrepreneurs, you need to articulate what you want to achieve and then set out to getting it done. Great advice for all of our networkers that are out there. Great advice, as we always do on Get Down to Business. We're talking all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking with Chicago City Treasurer Stephanie Neely. This is the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Thanks for tuning in. After the break, Chicago City Treasurer Stephanie Neely, you're on with Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Nichelle taking a look at traffic. Well, things have cleared up quite nicely on the inbound Edens. No delays there. Same goes for the outbound side. The Kennedy is still slow as you approach the O'Hare extension. 27 minutes to downtown from O'Hare from Montrose, 13 minutes. Outbound side, 10 minutes to Montrose to O'Hare, 28. Eisenhower is heavy due to an accident between 25th and 1st. Looking at a 33-minute trip to the post from Thorndale for Mannheim, 20. 16 on the reverse to Mannheim to Thorndale, 29. Stevenson coming in is flowing freely. It's the outbound side that's tight between Western and Cicero due to an accident on the right shoulder. 18 minutes to Cicero to the Tri-State, 32 to 355, 42. It's 63 degrees and clear tonight, a low of 54 and mostly clear. Tomorrow, a high of 60 and rainy. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
How are we supposed to balance the budget when our appliances keep breaking down? Last month, it was the air conditioner. Before that, the refrigerator. What's it going to be next month?
It's hard enough these days trying to keep a balanced household budget. It's even harder when a home appliance or system breaks down unexpectedly. The repair bill could set you back months. But with a home warranty from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your money because they pay your covered repairs for you. Your air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and more can all be covered. For helpful free information, call American Home Shield at 1-800-700-2119. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. The truth is, home appliances and systems do break down. So why not get a home warranty and let American Home Shield pay covered repair bills for you? For helpful free information, including terms, rates, and coverage, call 1-800-700-2119. 1-800-700-2119. 1-800-700-2119.
When we started the show this week, Get Down to Business, talking about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, I mentioned that it's not just a regular week over here on Get Down to Business. We're taking calls. We're doing our live show for the first time. We're taking calls at 312-642-5600, taking your calls and hopefully providing some answers about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. But it's not a regular week on Get Down to Business for other reasons as well. We're thrilled to be joined, honored to be joined by Chicago City Treasurer Stephanie Neely. Treasurer, thank you for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thank you for having me. Good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much. So, Treasurer, you've been involved. We haven't had the pleasure of meeting in person. Hopefully, we'll change that after the show. But I've heard of the work of your office and you in particular getting out there and providing resources for the small business community for quite a while. Treasurer, tell us a little bit about your background and why you decided to make small business a priority for your office.
Well, you know, Chicago has a lot of nicknames, City of Big Shoulders, but we're truly a city of small businesses and neighborhood businesses. And a product of an entrepreneur myself, my father and his six brothers had neighborhood gas stations. I understand how much hard work it takes to be a successful business owner, and I just wanted to make sure that I was bringing as many resources as I could to the small business / entrepreneur community in Chicago.
I love it. And I just want to give a shout-out for Tom Johnson in your office, who's really the guy out there. Tom and I have gotten to know each other over the past, I'd say it's probably been 4 or 5 years. We've partnered together on so many initiatives. But the biggest of the initiatives that we've partnered on, and most importantly, rather than just talking in the past, talking about the future, our partnering on is the upcoming Chicago City Treasurer's Office Small Business Expo, which is coming up right around the corner, isn't it?
That's right. It's Friday, October 3rd, and it's at the UIC Forum, which is on the corner of Randolph and Halsted. I'm sorry, Roosevelt Road and Halsted. And it's a full day of free workshops, an exhibition hall full of about 150 different exhibitors. We announce the winners of all the contests that we give all year round, and it's just a great place, one-stop shopping, to get as much information as possible to have a successful small business, whether you're thinking about having one, you have one you want to expand, or you're just starting out.
That's fantastic, and I will be there, and hopefully we'll be able to draw a lot of our listeners out there. I'm giving a workshop. I'm not even sure what time. I think it's sometime in the morning hours. So that just gives you an excuse to come all day long because there's going to be resources for everybody there at the event. You won't want to miss it. And, of course, before we finish our conversation, Treasurer, we'll make sure that you are able to provide the website. But what are some of the other things that your office does for the residents of the city of Chicago?
Well, you know, we have workshops all through the year, and they're free workshops. And you can go to my website, chicagocitytreasurer.com, to get a schedule. But we teach people how to write a business plan. You can't have a successful business unless you have a blueprint of a plan. So we teach people how to write business plan. We teach people how to navigate social media. We teach people how to write an elevator pitch just in case you're on an elevator with Bill Gates. You want to pitch your idea to him and get some money for him. So we do a lot of things. We have great partners. I appreciate you giving a shout-out to Tom Johnson, Lily Paredes in my office also. They do a lot of great work to make sure we're giving as many resources as possible. So it's not only just about our Small Business Expo, which is coming up October 3rd. It's all year-round. So just in case you can't make it, there are other times. We also do a one-hour mentoring program where we have successful business owners give their experience to new business owners so that you're not recreating the wheel. We have our version of Shark Tank. So we have a lot of things going on to make sure we're having successful business owners in Chicago.
As Chicago City Treasurer Stephanie Neely just said, are the resources that are all year round and are for businesses of all sizes, not just the mid-sized businesses and the large businesses that everybody tends to give a lot of attention to. I love what you're doing, giving the attention to the small businesses and helping them to develop and to become larger businesses, because isn't that what makes up our economy, certainly in Chicago, the state, and around the country?
Yep, it is the true engine of all the economic activity. One of the things that we really do that's exciting is we administer a microloan program. So we actually don't give the loans. We provide the money for the loans, and we have several partners. And the loan sizes are anywhere between $2,000 and $50,000, just in case you have that emergency. So we also have a loan program, too.
That's amazing. So many resources for small businesses, all coming out of the office of Chicago City Treasurer Stephanie Neely. Just thrilled to have you on the air. And again, I'm hoping that we'll have the opportunity to talk in advance of the expo, which is coming up right around the corner on October 3rd. It's a Friday at UIC Pavilion. It's really, really exciting, and I'm going to be there and get down to business. Listeners, you won't want to miss this one. So again, City Treasurer Stephanie Neely, thanks for joining us and Get Down to Business. Again, the website for your office for the event and how to reach you?
It's ChicagoCityTreasurer.com. You can also call 311 and ask for the treasurer's office to get as much information. We'd like people to register in advance, but if you can't, just show up and register on site.
But try to register in advance. Check out the City Treasurer's office. Lots of resources beyond the event. If you can't make it there on the day of, on October 3rd, they've got contests. They've got resources. They've got a Shark Tank. They've got a lot of things available for small business owners and entrepreneurs that are out there. Thank you, Treasurer, for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thank you for having me. Look forward to seeing everybody October 3rd.
Looking forward to it. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR. Tandem HR is your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. Once again, give them a call, 630-928-0510. They're the solution center. They're the ones that provide a lot of solutions for me and my clients and the people that I work with. I've got questions. I call Bruce Leon all the time with my questions for about jobs, career, business, and you will want to do the same thing as well. And Get Down to Business is also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. Find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. After the break, I'm going to be providing a little bonus for you, tips on managing your email inbox. You won't want to miss it. You're listening to Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more trips to the bathroom, longer time in the bathroom, waking at night to go, or issues in your romantic life. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-952-3467. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to use the bathroom, speed up bathroom trips, reduce waking at night to go, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-952-3467. That's 1-800-952-3467. Call 1-800-952-3467.
You're back with the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. This week, we talked with some fantastic guests. We talked with David Spitalnik, who shared advice on seeking advice. We talked about the American Society, University of Haifa, upcoming gala on November 2nd. We talked about the business event on October 30th. We talked with Chicago City Treasurer Stephanie Neely, and we talked with Dr. Steve Julius, who consults with many professional athletes about strategic planning. Really, really exciting week. Great show. And there's still time to take your tweets and calls, 312-642-5600. But now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the Big John and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. How much time do you spend scrolling through your inbox looking for that certain email that contains essential information that you need right here, right now? If you follow Keith Krieger's advice, the answer is none. Keith Krieger is a fella, he's involved in technical training in many community colleges, and he advocates managing email messages to minimize the number of messages in the inbox. The problem with email is that many people use the inbox as a storage area for all saved email messages, which is not its purpose. The inbox is really a temporary place to store messages while we decide to do something else with them. The inbox is not a filing cabinet. It's not a place where we keep documents to refer to later. It's not a mailing list. It's not a place where we keep old email messages because we need those addresses. It's not a to-do list. By using the inbox to store task-related messages, users inevitably will need to reopen messages in search of those messages, and having a full inbox increases the amount of time it takes to find a particular message and the likelihood that a message will be forgotten or lost. Follow the four Ds. Instead of using the inbox as a catch-all file, Krieger recommends managing it so it's empty or nearly empty every day by taking one of the following four actions of each message that comes in. Delete the message if it's not needed. Do something. Take action if it can be completed in 2 or 3 minutes. Defer action if something needs to be done but requires more than a few minutes to complete. Delegate whatever action is necessary in response to the message, if appropriate. Tools to help manage your email. I needed this a long time ago. I'm thrilled to share it with our listeners of Get Down to Business. Most email systems have tools to help manage messages. The three essential tools are a task list, folders, and the archive feature. Email notifications are a big no-no. They're a huge distraction, Krieger says. A message from the boss pops up. The next one, somebody's got Girl Scout cookies that are for sale. Another is a food court menu for the day. Each one of these pop up and steal focus away from whatever you're doing. I tend to advocate for no pop-ups. If the inbox is pretty empty, you're going to see immediately the stuff that comes in. Although it's important to read and respond to email messages in a timely manner, nobody is saying you need to respond right away. Most of the time, if it's urgent, people will pick up the phone and call. And now it's time for your networking tip of the week. Networking works in unpredictable ways. Sometimes you get what you want. Sometimes you get another unexpected benefit. But the bottom line is that you have to be in it to win it. And remember, don't forget how important it is for you to physically move around and about when you're at a networking event. You can't work a room when you're stationary. Get Down to Business is brought to you by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. Once again, 630-928-0510, their website, TandemHR.com. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. And as I said earlier in the show, get out there, network, meet people. And you can do a lot of that at the business event, which is coming up on October 30th. It's an annual free business and employment expo on October 30th. At Block 37 in downtown Chicago, AM 560, The Answer will be there. Register online for free at thebusinessevent.com. We still have space for exhibitors. You'll want to check it out, thebusinessevent.com. This is the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And next week, we're going to be sharing a lot more advice. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomkline.com. And y'all, while you're there, follow me on Twitter at shalomkline. To success, let's get down to business.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,